Dr. Wynton Parker. June 17th, year 2007. This is a live show coming out to Parker Pathway listeners. And appreciate all your emails and other communications that have come in from new spots. I think we have a few from Princeton University. Thank you, Princetonites. And there are some people who caught us up there in Canada. And we welcome you. And today's show is, as you know, if you're a better listener to Parker Pathways, we integrate medicine, law, and politics in such a way that you have some what they the very young people call things and stuff. So, and we have several subjects that'll be toward water as a weapon. We'll have a very honored guest on the show. We'll bring that up in a few minutes. But first of all, I want to bring out two events that finally made the news, even though the Senate was meeting in their Senate subcommittee hearings. This has to do with the issue of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. For those of you who have been with us from the beginning, this is when I reported the concept of chloramine and chlorine and other tetrachloromethylenes and trihalomethanes, which are products, secondary byproducts from disinfectants in the water. The original study, one of the original studies that was done in Camp Lejeune. This was done on the wives of the people who were enlisted in the Marines. And finally, is being as one of the footnotes to the Senate subcommittee hearing concerning now what considers 850 pending legal claims by people who have either had their relatives die, children die, or the rest of it that goes through it. All of the science work that's been done on that, I've exposed directly. Also, the government at that time, I analyzed 11,798 birth certificates as well from the effect of ethanes and amines in the water. This was during the time when the government, particularly the FDA, took off the amines off the shelves in America. The amines were in Alka-Seltzer, diet pills, diazom. They took it all off the shelf, cleaned the shelves of America, and then added the amines to the water. And it was during that period of time that all the amines were affecting the trophoblast, which you know, which the listeners now know is the beginning cell of the fetus, and changes its chemistry, of which we're going to have a lot of discussion about this today concerning the DAN changes, which are now going to be presented in evidence from our work of bringing this out. So the Camp Lejeune case is on the table with the senators and a lot of our reference work that goes with that will be on the table and how the government made a very big point of covering it up. We will cover this all through this show. It'll be interdispersed with a lot of other information that comes forth as what's called government bridging. It's called on the Beltway, and bridging to other subjects that are eventful concerning how our body changes from this, which is called bioaccumulation, which was the original work that I put in for chloramine causing collateral health damage. After we get back from the break, I want to mention two more events and then introduce our guest. Call in is 800-313-9443, and we'll see you at the other end of the break.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching. that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
This is Father's Day, and to all the fathers, happy Father's Day. There's a lot of reading that I'll recommend to the listeners before the show's over concerning the social changes that are planned and developed for splitting a family up, having a fatherless country. Right now, we're having two pieces of house cleaning to do here. First, I want to mention that in Japan, they've succeeded on the first phase of developing a rice that can carry a cholera vaccine. The concept of this is to have a storage a system for cholera vaccine in areas where they lack refrigeration in the world. That particular vaccine is a DNA break-off from three sugars that are affected by chloramine in the water, which is used as a secondary disinfectant in this country and has already been used in Europe for several years with all of its other medical aspects, which we have covered on many shows. And the reference which I originally went out the door with in the year 2003, done by an investigator, Dr. Meyer, in 1985. It was this work was done in 1985, and it's called the Evaluation of Chemicals Used for Drinking Water Disinfectant for Production of Chromosomal Damage in Sperm Head Abnormalities in Mice. This occurs in environmental mutagenesis. And this one reference among the 900-some peer-review references that I have reviewed, this was the one I went out the door with as a way to introduce this to the public about reproductive and developmental effects of water, is change in it. And one of the things that's very important when these discussions occur is to realize that these are gender-specific changes in the human body. Men have more of a tendency on the amine, the chloramines, and the halides, and the bromides, which are directly poisonous, and the NDMA, the men have more bladder cancer, but the females don't. The females have lower colon intestinal cancer, osteomyelitis, what's called ovarian stage 3 cancer, which is death within weeks, not the prolonged ovarian death. And of course, the breast cancer is of course, more prevalent in females from because of the chlorine mixed with the nitrogen bases. This one reference was the one that was excluded by the United States government in the Camp Lejeune study and now is on the table as of last week and will be talked about on Tuesday in the Senate subcommittee hearing. The public read this completely because I made sure the public saw that. And it would be very hard for you to walk away from a subject of knowing the United States government was changing the sperm content and shape of the tail, the protein tail of the males. 19 to 25 years of old, the study was done in Camp Lejeune, and that was in 1985. Now, what we have here is the President of the United States has instructed the Senate as of this coming week, not to do anything on the Safe American Roads Act, even though it was voted by the House 411-3, not to have the experiments of the Mexican truck drivers who are truck driving from the Chinese ports in South America, all of the processes for the chemicals that are in the water, the process, the pharmaceutical companies, who have their process for making what are called the gelatin powder mixes, and also the other products that are on these trucks. Specifically, the order went out last week, and the President of the United States exerted his action under the guise of the Military Commissions Act, which we will have more discussion on later in the show. The guest today is going to be Janet Phelan, and I hope that she's on air. Is Janet Phelan there?
I most certainly am.
Oh, there's Janet Phelan. How are you, Janet?
Just fine. How are you, Dr. Parker?
Oh, pretty good. In fact, excellent. And Janet Phelan has joined us on Parker Pathways as a reporter and a journalistic reporter and investigative reporter, and it came to my attention about her work as a subject called Water's a Weapon, and Janet is going to be beat up on the day by me in a nice way. By beat up meaning I'll probably have to interject all of this other water information to go into what she is, what I consider has some of the primer work as the cornerstone for an ideology that we need to get to the heart of. And I'm going to have Janet literally take over the show as much as she is able to, and she's going to be guided and treated well, and I want my listeners to treat her nicely. Janet Phelan, you're on air on your work as Water is a Weapon. And start us out, and let's guide you through, and we'll have a nice day.
Well, I want to thank you, first of all, so much for giving me the opportunity to discuss this on your show. I've been doing a number of shows about this of late, and this is a very disturbing story, and it needs to get as much airplay as possible, because the implications here are that we are perched on the edge of a selective extermination policy. What We have here in Section 817 of the United States Patriot Act, which is the expansion of the biological weapons statute, is a legalization of delivery systems and toxins under certain circumstances. Now, delivery systems, that's weapons terminology. Toxins, as we know, are poisons. So what this statute deals with, and you can Google this and read this for yourself, what 817 deals with is when these delivery systems and toxins will and will not be legal. Now, what the statute states is that these will be legal when used for purposes determined as, and I'm quoting, peaceful, protective, prophylactic, or bona fide research. Now, if we put aside research and look at peaceful, protective, prophylactic poisoning. Now, what does that mean? We're not talking in this statute about the use, they're not authorizing lethal injection for capital crimes as a punishment. This is not talking about a punishment for crimes. So they're talking about poisoning people. Now, this is a very disturbing development on the landscape of what is supposed to be a constitutional democracy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It simply blew out my life.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have done here is we have bypassed, any necessity for any kind of due process, and we have legalized the use of poisons to kill people. Now, if you look a little further in this statute, at the list of restricted persons who can and cannot possess and transport these delivery systems and toxins, you will see that we are not talking about a military operation. This is not, therefore, given who can and cannot possess these, we're not talking about warfare against an enemy of the U.S. So the question becomes, who are going to be the recipients of these poisons? Who is our government going to poison?
Like the Restricted Person Act under the Patriot Act, yeah.
Well, but there's a restricted person section in 817.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can't be adjudicated insane. You can't have, a felonious record, so on. But it doesn't say anything about this being a military operation. So what we can deduce here, since we're not going to be poisoning our enemy under 817, who are we going to be poisoning? Now, my understanding is that 817 is an umbrella statute and that it may be authorizing several projects, and I am personally aware of at least three. I have chosen to concentrate and focus my work on the water system because of the pervasiveness of the system, because of the secrecy surrounding this system. My understanding, my research has indicated to me that what they have done in terms of tweaking and reconfiguring the water system is in every city and state in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have here is a weapon system that's under street. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about the details of this system to clarify. I'm urging those listening to look at water as a weapon. It was put by the editor of Miami Indie Media. It was put on the Global Indie Media Newswire. So it should be on every indie media site in the world, but if you go to the front page of Miami, they put it on the front page. Water is a weapon. There's also, parenthetically, a little video called We Are Not Safe, which is on YouTube, that also deals with some of these these facts here. Now, what they have done here with the water system is they have reconfigured it in a certain way so that it can function as a selective targeting system.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I guess we'll be talking about the details of that when we come back.
Yeah, we come back from the break, and I want to have a definition of the Patriot Act to tie in with some of the chemistry of what you're talking about in your work. Now, the call-in is 800-313-9443, and we're going to discuss what a restricted person really is and see where Janet's good work has come in.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Parker, and we have and have the honor of having Janet Phelan as our guest concerning her work on if anyone were an objective person to say water's a weapon, you didn't know anything else about a subject, you would really want to know more. And I want to mention that on April 22nd, I had a show with Professor Ullman concerning the due process clause changed by the United Nations, and this was a very interesting subject because this had to do with three things that tie in with the Patriot Act, the whole military. It's called the Military Commissions Act and the Defense Authorization Act, which eliminates habeas corpus. And Janet will go into who is a restricted person concept, but I want to mention if you do not have habeas corpus under the Defense Authorization Act or the Military Commissions Act, which gives actually the eminent judge in the hands of the President of the United States, you're bypassing actually the USA Patriot Act and all the legalities that would be necessary to have the basic constitutional effect of habeas corpus, which is that you have a right to present up to the federal court an objection to the fact that you have been poisoned. And this is one of the key points of the Camp Lejeune work, of which I pointed out the abortion rates and the changes of the cell structures of the wives of these Marines. This was done several years ago and was suppressed and specifically mentioned as one of the ways to get around the authority and the habeas corpus concept, which means that you can be taken anywhere, tested anywhere, and have anything happen to you under the acronym. And here's the acronym. The acronym is called the USA Patriot Act. Now, the acronym stands for Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Interpret and Obstruct Terrorism. That's what the USA Patriot Act means. That's its acronym. Now, it was passed in October 26, in the year 2001, okay, right after September 11th. And Janet has brought this out in her work, and she can go on to explain that from her point of view. But add to this the fact, what is specifically considered a tool? And under the concept of the section, which Janet is pointing out, under Section 817, water is a tool. Now we'll turn this back over to Janet. I wanted to make sure, Janet, that the listeners understand that the Military Commissions Act and the Defense Authorization Act eliminates habeas corpus. We bypass due process because of the constitutional amendment that has been bypassed and eliminated in the Constitution of the United States to redefine what a person is. And this puts it back to your good work on what you were starting to talk about, on who is involved in this list for specific targeting by water. Okay,
well,
Janet?
Right. Well, the list of restricted persons is basically who can and cannot possess these, and I understand that the possession would be for deployment. So the purpose of looking at the restricted persons here is that is to try to determine who is going to be affected by this via who can possess it. And since we're not talking about this as exclusive military possession in any sense of the word, we are simply inferring that we're not dealing with a military operation against enemies of the U.S.
Right. So that's right. That's what the tool is, yeah.
Right. So it's beginning to look like the recipients of this may be selected segments of the U.S. population, which is, you know, rather frightening. There are a lot of frightening things going on right now since 9/11. I mean, 9/11 itself is an event that is where the official story is so fraught with holes and frankly deceptions that it is apparent to me that the official story about 9/11 is completely bunk. So without going into, you know, a diatribe on 9/11, there have been a lot of people talking about this. There have been some wonderful books written about this. There's been some great research, and it's not in my domain for this particular topic to digress into.
No, what we've got is a very important subject here, Janet, about the water and to get the focus into that, because people seem to forget that we lost approximately 3,000 people in that attack. And I think that what you're writing about is far greater than that.
Well, it looks to me like what happened on 9/11 was that we had an event to create the pathways for other events.
Mm-hmm.
And since 817 is now legalizing and authorizing poisoning people, I'm beginning to wonder if 9/11 wasn't done for other purposes which need to be brought to the fore of our consciousness. If the U.S. government can now poison people, then we need to know how, and we need to know who is at risk.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we get back on the other end of the breakaway, we're going to say how and who, and see a little more of the window of what's called the expansion of the biological weapons statute. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years. With no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, and our guest today is Janet Phelan, who has written a lot of other work that's related to this Waters of Weapon. And Janet, continue your thoughts. I'm going to let you have an open end on here. We've got a good 25-minute shot at some good work here.
Okay, what I would like to talk about is to explain some of the details of this system. Now, at the Water as a Weapon article, there are a number of documents. There are four pictures of blueprints. Now, what they have done in terms of reconfiguring the water system is to put in a multiple-line system, at least double lines. And what they have done here is to put lines in. One line has the water, and the other line, I have seen blueprints that have the second line delineated as not to be tapped. However, on the same blueprint, we will have access lines going from between the two double lines, the line that states not to be tapped and the other line. Now, my understanding is that one of the lines is water, probably chloraminated and all kinds of other stuff in it, but one of the lines is what we normally drink as water. The other line is like a viper. It's waiting there, inert and deadly, waiting to strike. Now, what they have done with these, and you can look at the blueprints, you can look at the Spokane blueprints, particularly that are on the website. They have um, they have double lines. They have access lines connecting the two lines at approximately every 50 yards or so. Actually, the intervals coincide with the buildings, the residences, the businesses, so that every 50 yards or so, whatever or wherever there is another building, you will have an access line going from the questionable, not to be tapped line, connecting into the water line, and then going into the residence or building.
Mm-hmm. So, I noticed in one of the blueprints, because I know how to read these blueprints, and they're a little fuzzy, but they're okay. We can't have supersonic photography here, but it's good photography to indicate a thing. But down at the base of one of these blueprints, it says spring. And we all know from the contamination aquifer cycle, you have a gradient pressure system from a spring that can be adjusted by a pipe, which is why the government is trying to tell the public, Janet, they're trying to tell the public in a vigorous form that recycled water is something that we're just going to use in the second pipe and to irrigate golf courses and landscape and that type of thing. And I have gone extensively many shows, Janet, talking about the medical effects of recycled water. And when I came across your work, it became apparent to me. In fact, you've used a word here called a vapor. You know, a viper line?
Viper, yeah. as in a poisonous snake.
A snoring snake, yes.
Right.
And I think that's well put, because if you add a toxin or a poison to a recycled water system on that second pipe, then what you're doing is changing the osmotic pressure of the aquifer in the spring. And when you do that, you are now able to add other chemicals, which got my attention from your work, on the other valve on the other side of the pipe. And I know you'll go into that. And I just want the audience to realize that we're dealing with assumptions, okay, but have recycled pipes, recycle work, and have the other poisons go in there on a selective basis. But how does this justify the work that's being done in New York on these skyscrapers now? They brag about the fight that they're putting in a second pipe. And they talk about it as a second pipe project. And, we don't want to bridge this into some kind of guesswork, but it's pretty apparent to me that second pipe has more meaning than I think you've uncovered what I'm trying to say in another way. I'm going to let you go ahead here, but the thing is that the second pipe has more of an ominous feature to it than meets the eye, than having just recycled water be used for other purpose.
Well, according to the engineers and on-site foremen that I have talked to about this second pipe, they're not saying it's recycled water.
I know they're not.
They're saying this is a transmission line. We're just carrying the water across the city.
Exactly.
And that's what we're doing. And it's
no,
water.
I know exactly
water,
what you mean.
It's water. It's water. Well, if it's only a transmission line, then the question is, why are there access lines obviously connecting that transmission line onto the other line? We've got another line. Now, this was a very difficult project to research and document, given all of the lies that those who are in the know have been stating about this. One of the lies was that this was a transmission line. Well, it apparently is not, given the fact that the two lines are connected. Another lie was that, it's just a backup line, in case a line breaks.
Mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm.
There's a photograph on the website taken in Los Angeles on Washington Boulevard where I viewed the blueprints. We got the double line system. And at the time that I took the photograph, which was earlier this year, they were doing the work on this particular project on Washington Boulevard. And you will see on the website that we have gutter pipes that is running down the street. This was connected onto a hydrant so that there could be service to the residences and businesses while they were doing the work. Now, if the second line is a backup line for breaks, then if they're doing work, then they would use the backup line on the main line. If they're doing work on the main line, they would use the backup line. But they're not. They're rerouting water from the hydrant. So the statement that this is a backup line is also false.
That's right. Now, no, you're absolutely right.
Now, in
I
order,
went through that.
Yeah. So in order for this to work, there would have to be valves that would be inhibiting or releasing the flows, the mixture. Okay, what we have are documenting here are mixing capabilities on the main line.
Right.
So what we would need would be valves that would control the mixing, because if we have an inert and deadly viper waiting to strike, we want to hold the viper back until we're ready. So we would have to have valves. Now, these valves, I figured that these valves would need to be remote controlled, because at the time of deployment, we cannot be having teams of workers dispatched all over America, digging up the streets, manually turning valves. This would cause way too much attention.
Mm-hmm.
And this, one of the diabolical beauties of this system is it's virtually undetectable. It's under the street. If people show up in your neighborhood, you know, they're digging up the street doing water work, nobody's going to think anything about it. When it's closed up, you can't see it. So in order for this to be deployed effectively and with the level of secrecy that is obviously surrounding this project, these valves would need to be remote controlled. Now, I got some very interesting verbiage when I started asking questions about this particular aspect. Now, when I asked the street workers themselves in Los Angeles, I asked some Spiniello workers and some Creamer workers. Those are two contracting companies that are doing this work. And I must stress that the street workers themselves have no idea that they're doing anything diabolical or nefarious. They're just working on the water pipes. They are not read in to the real nature of this project. And it was the street workers themselves who tendered up blueprints to me and who gave me the most information about this, because they weren't hiding anything. They didn't realize that there might be something bad going on here. Now, when I first started asking questions about the remote control capabilities, I had several guys pointing at one of these control valves, saying, "Oh yeah, these are remote controls here. The chip's right in there, and they're trying to point to me where it is, so they know that they're remote controlled."
Janet, I just want to make a little comment about something from my end, from the engineering point of view.
Yes.
You know what made me really believe your story was this very point that you're bringing out right now, because when I saw, I only got the picture, not anymore, than a few hours ago. Let's call it what you have in your work is attachment 12. And when I looked at the chalk number, you know, the numbers in chalk?
Yes.
On them, I recognized RFID addresses.
Well, I also have...
And I knew that we were, you know, this is big time.
Well, I also have a picture which I did not include. I had to kind of, you know, pick and choose what documents, because I have quite a number. I also have a picture of a similar valve in Spokane, Washington, with the same kind of chalked-in number. And when I asked the on-site foreman at that project, his name was Brian Snipes, about that, I said, "What's that chalked-in number?" He said, "Oh, it's just something I put at the factory," and he took off like greased lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it was Mr. Snipes who appeared to have the most discomfort about the questions I was asking that day.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him. I certainly hope he comes around to the right way of dealing with what he's doing here. So so we have remote controlled valves that the government is denying. When I interviewed Ali Saboni, he is the resident engineer for the Ardmore Street project in Los Angeles. The cover in Los Angeles for this project, the cover was cement relining. They were buttressing the aging pipes with cement. And while they were doing that, they were replacing the valves with remote controlled valves.
Mm-hmm.
And when I interviewed Mr. Saboni back in 2006, in March, I believe it was, I interviewed him several times, he stated to me, for the record, there is no such thing as a remote-controlled water valve. Now, this man revealed to me that he has a master's degree in engineering. He had been with the Department of Water and Power for 15 years, but according to him, there's no such thing. Now, if you start doing even preliminary research on remote control capabilities with water valves, you realize very quickly that this is something that exists and has existed for quite some time. Look for an example. Look at remote controlled sprinkler systems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those, you know, the timed sprinkler systems. Those, you set a timer. You're obviously not running in there and turning on the sprinkler at a particular time. You've got it controlled remotely. That's a very simple system. But according to Ali Saboni, there's no such thing as a remote-controlled water valve.
Well, the thing about that, Janet, is that most practically now all water districts that have a population above a half a million as a region that they service, it's all computerized, and there are hundreds and hundreds of industries that make the computer systems that control the water system, and not only that, there are these admixing chemicals that are placed in the water are all computerized, and also they're computerized from a distance. And it's the state of the art of the water business right now to not only have computerization, but to have it even further than that. And the other part of the computerization I'm talking about are now how they're using the blending of the chemicals, the recycled water with the drinking water, and then putting it into the ground, satisfying the legalities of having it 30 days in the ground, then pumping it back up. And they say, well, we got the water from the ground. See what I'm saying? So the thing is that, and that's all computerized. No human hand touches that system. And so this poor soul is totally disingenuous completely. And your sprinkler system example is perfectly valid. I mean, but the water district, I've done shows on this and explained the computerization of the water system, and even mentioned the companies and how they operate and all the rest of it. So the water system, I would say, on the rough in the United States of America right now is 70% computerized as we speak.
Well, I recently interviewed a man named Andy Ryan, who is the media relations person for the Seattle Water District. And he was telling me quite proudly that the Seattle Water District is one of the flagships in the world. And he says, oh, we've computerized everything. And he said, in fact, we have a brand new facility, control facility, for all the computer authorizations. I said, really, where would that be? He said, oh, well, that's a secret.
That's right. They have it on, yeah.
And I asked him, and I said, oh, you know, this was a first contact, and I was just, you know, reporter covering infrastructure, asking a lot of questions. And I said, so you've got the valves, the water valves computerized, too. And he changed the subject. And I asked him again. I said, does the computer center also control the valves? He changed the subject.
Mm-hmm.
I asked a third time. He didn't want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, are the valves remote controlled as well? He said, well, I mean, I just kept asking and asking until he had to answer. And he said, well, I'll say a strong, I think so, and change the subject again. So the fact that these valves are remote controlled is obviously an aspect of the system that those in the know do not want to discuss. Now, I would like to ask why that would be, and I would like to posit my answer for that. The reason I believe why they don't want to talk about remote-controlled valves is because these valves are inhibiting, at this point in time, that Viper.
Mm-hmm.
And when they are ready to deploy this weapon, and my thinking on this, I'm not sure, my thinking is when this is deployed, it may very well be deployed countrywide at the same time. And in a minute, I'll explain why I think that is. When this is, when these valves are disinhibited, when they are opened, that's when we have water as a weapon coming into actuality and reality, mm-hmm. as a deployed weapon. And they don't want people to know that this is something that they have planned.
Mm-hmm.
So they are lying about.
I can say right now that I can answer your two statements both yes, because I've had enough information over the past 3 years and about this subject, not as specifically as you have done brilliantly, really, no, to even have the guts to uncover it. But the title of the section 8817 is the expansion of the biological weapons statute. And it's not only control, but people right now, whenever you use your water, there's somebody miles away that can tell you that your faucet was on. You know?
Actually, that's quite true. I'm aware of that, yes.
Yeah. So I think now we're going to come back, and you'll have 5 minutes up, and we'll finish the first hour, and then we're going to get in and raise the bar on this subject on the second hour. Is that okay with you, Janet?
Raise the bar.
You're going to raise this bar.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, this is June 17th, 2007. This is a live show, and we have Janet Phelan as our guest discussing water as a weapon. Janet, before we go to the second hour, I just want to give you the opportunity, because you had so much important information to relay, but to go back again, what a restricted person means in the statute. The people that are, you might say, affected by this activity, if it were true. In other words, you keep it from the point that a person doesn't know anything about it. You've come up to them and you say, this is what we're going to do, and and we're going to have the information after this public extermination project, which is online, by the way. And who are these people that are going to be affected by this?
Well, the restricted persons is not who's going to be affected as a recipient of this. The restricted persons are listed in Section 817, the expansion of the biological weapons statute, are who may or may not legally possess and transport these. So these would be the purveyors of the poison, not the recipients of the poison. If you look at the list of restricted persons, and the reason that I include this as a matter of note in the article is that you have things like you can't be an alien, you can't be adjudicated a mental defective, you cannot be have a felony criminal record. So these are the parties who may possess and transport the delivery systems and toxins. So if you look at the persons who are designing and promoting the project, which would be, at the at the water departments and the water councils across our country, then that is who I believe the restricted persons would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find this list of the people that are disallowed from processing or transporting the delivery system, as you have written, I find the list quite fascinating because why? Okay, we'll put it to in logic. You have one fact taken out, another assumed, but you still have to equal the sum to equal zero in algebra. You know what I mean? You still have to. So what we have here, the real question comes out as to who really is going to be the person designated with that certificate or authority from what I call the Critical Infrastructures Protection Act of the year 2001, which defines a critical infrastructure as somebody that is almost talking about like somebody sitting in one spot giving an order and giving these orders out to other people to remotely activate the valve.
Yes, it does really raise some interesting questions. Under Executive Order 11747, which is delegating certain authority of the President under the Water Resources Planning Act, as amended, we have here, and I'm going to read this, it's very short. The Chairman of the Water Resources Council is designated and empowered to exercise, without the approval, ratification, or other action of the President, the approval function for standards and procedures vested in the President. So the Chairman of the Water Resources Council got this dumped on him.
Got it. Yeah. When we come back, and that's critical information right there, and we'll come back on the second hour, and we'll just mention this a little bit more and go into the details.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source.